Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, everyone. You're in a place to be. Peace to all the fallen rappers.
Competition, they try to come sideways. But competition, they must come straightway. Competition, they try to come sideways. But competition, they must come straightway. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. Talk smoothly, yes, my mic is in my best friend. I know some brother wonder, can Piper really kick it? Some even wanna diss me. But why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it could remake tapes. Me sweat another, I do my own thing. Strictly hardcore track, not a new jack swing. I grew up as a Christian, so did I give back. I collect my bank, listen to Jabberwocky. I sing and chat, I do all of that.
It's that kind of Sunday. Again,
yes.
You know, rest in peace to all the fallen rappers. Rest in peace to all the creative entities that are actually still with us, just in another form. I really appreciate their contribution. Make sure you immortalize these individuals because they did a great thing while they were here. And so while we give thanks to Ja, And all that good stuff, you know, that brings us to tonight's show, which is, you know, the ending of our March Meditation Madness, you know, this garden cleanup thing that we got going on. Martha Stewart ain't got nothing on us. You hear me? So tonight, our last episode for the March Meditation Madness is, what has your spiritual garden survived? And we've gone through what crazy relationship-ish you've survived, your relationship garden, your work garden, your financial garden. And we've had amazing shows the whole month of March. And now we want to know what's been going on the spiritual tip, your tears, your trials, and your transformations, and your triumphs. And we think it's a perfect day, you know, to do so since, you know, the religion Richter scale, so to speak, is like super high today, all right? Your outfits, your hairdos, parking lots was Trump-type zimmery. I mean, all over the whole world, you feel me? So I think it's perfect that we're ending, you know, our March Meditation Madness with this whole spiritual garden. So I say to you, happy Resurrection Day, resurrecting all the power, all the joy and happiness that is within you and the joy and happiness of your ancestors. So peace and welcome, Sister Z Marie. How are you?
Yes, I feel like you laid out the red carpet for me. That's beautiful. You know, it's so funny because it is Resurrection Sunday / Easter Sunday / Easter Outfit Sunday. And today I had brunch, and the one thing I wanted to see, you know, in all the other patrons, I was like, man, it's only adults in this restaurant. I want to see a little girl with an Easter dress on. And so that was my one thing I wanted to see. And sure enough, before I left the restaurant, a beautiful family came, and it was a black family, and a little girl had on her Easter dress, which was, you know, done up bows and lace everywhere. So you can't go, you know, with the straight white dress for Easter Sunday. You got to have some colors to it. So, I'm feeling
sock.
Really good. Yes, you have to have.
You can't have a regular sock. You have to have ruffles. You got to have them thick.
The $6.99 socks. That's right. It's $6.99. No dollar socks on Easter Sunday. So, yes, I'm feeling really, really good.
That's what's up. I'm glad you're feeling well and vibrating at a high vibratory rate, as you always do. And on that note, I have to give a shout out to Net Nunet, Goddess Factory. I had an amazing time at North Hollywood Beach this morning. I mean, we really took this meditation madness, this March meditation madness, we took it so seriously. I'm so proud of us for being consistent with the theme on every angle. And we closed it. We kind of started today out with sunrise meditation myself, and then Nunette and her crew were there, you know, demonstrating the kinetic yoga. It was amazing. It's the first time I've done stretching and any real physical activity since my surgery. So it was very liberating, Z Marie. Challenging, yes. I was like, come on now. What we got to do? What? And so it was amazing. And I really think my spirit and body appreciate it quite highly. So I had an amazing time, and I will be back sometime soon. And the camaraderie between the group and the circle that we did at the end, just doing something spiritual, doing something on an elevated note with others is always encouraged, especially when you know that it's done on an impeccable plateau. Like, it's all done in good intentions. So the day has been the bomb, okay, from just starting out the gate. And I think that's what we need to do more often as we create new traditions. I think we should take from all the traditions that we hold dear to our heart and make that a part of our monthly or weekly, you know, regimen, rituals, or meditation, or what have you, because I think that's what's going to help us, you know, enjoy life more. And so, on that note, Z Marie, we're going to start out with strange spiritual stories. First of all, do you have anything in mind? Because I got a couple. I got two stories. And if you don't have if you don't have anything in mind, let me help you out, because I know you got some kind of story. I think anybody who's been raised a Christian, raised a Christian in general, you may have some kind of like connection or story or experience with the Holy Ghost, right? Okay, so Z Marie, I know you got something up your sleeves. So I'm gonna go first. And then I'll let you give your strange spiritual story about the Holy Ghost. So when I was little, it was okay sitting in Morningstar Baptist Church in Gould. Shout out to all the churches on every corner.
On the corner of Mount Zion, on the side of the rock to Jericho.
Okay, Episcopal Baptist, African Methodist. So listen, when I was little, it was so funny to see other people, mama, catch the Holy Ghost. Okay, I'm talking about, I'm falling out laughing because no one's teaching the children, like, what's happening. You just go from Sunday school, you get chips and juice, and then you sit either next to your grandmother, or you sit in the back with the rest of the kids, and you laugh when you're behind off, and you can see it happening with everybody on your row. So all the kids laughing at other people's, you know, mom, grandma catching the Holy Ghost. But as soon as your mama hit it, you know, you're like, what's wrong? Like, what is wrong? What's happening to her? Why is she going into convulsions? Who is she talking to? And what is she saying? Why is she moving like that? And who are those people with the cover and the, like, you know, why they keep trying to throw this white blanket over people? So it was very, you know, traumatic for me as a kid to witness that without any explanation. And that's what makes it strange. And I think in other cultures, as children, I see in other cultures that children are, you know, really taught and cultivated a little bit different than in Christianity. And that kind of traumatized me as a kid. And then growing up and then having my own spiritual experience, I was like, what is this? It's like I'm in a different dimension and I'm battling. And I'm fighting with my energy and my words and my prayers. And I'm sending out, you know, prayers of protection, of love, of abundance over my loved ones. And I'm like, what is this? And no one still is explaining it. No one's still, you know, providing a sound explanation. But it's just something that I'm experiencing. So That was my strange Holy Ghost story. I guess the real strange part is when I experienced it, I just saw white. I don't know if you guys ever seen Harry Potter when he when the last Harry Potter when he died, or his first death or whatever. Speaking about resurrection, when Lord Voldemort like killed the portion of him that was living in Harry Potter, he went into this space and it was all white. So my Holy Ghost experience was something like that. It was all white. And although I didn't see another entity, I did feel another energy or presence that was opposing me. And I felt like it was something I was compelled to like defend not just myself. I felt like everybody that was connected to me was behind me, and I was in the forefront protecting them, protecting myself, and it felt great. And I was god dang on women, you feel me? And so I can see why them ladies, are moving side to side, because it's a real battle. It's a real, the struggle was real in the spirit world.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm still a Twilight Zone over here. I don't know what's going on, but I'm glad you got our back. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you at the front. Not spiritual infantry line. Okay, so similar to you, it's funny because I have caught the Holy Ghost before. I remember dating a guy who was like, "You did what? When?" And he was busting out laughing. And he was a black he's a black nationalist, and so he was somewhere between like Muslim and a 5%er. But he definitely had done gave up the Christian story a long time ago.
Look,
and he was like, "Oh my
ghost.
God." He gave up the Christian ghost. He was like, "Oh my God, I never knew somebody who say they caught the Holy Ghost. That is like total BS." And so, you know, when he said that, I started thinking about it. And, you know, even though I feel like I had a nice spiritual experience, I do feel like I just did what I saw other people do, like what you just said. I just did what I saw the grown-ups do, what I saw other people running around the church and all of that. I feel like I just did what I saw. So it's interesting. I do think there's a spiritual world. I think, you know, we have souls and we're spiritual beings, but I don't know for sure, you know. And I feel like I felt something, but as far as my behavior, you know what I'm saying, I definitely did what other people did. And speaking in tongues, I was like, I spoke in tongues before. He bust out laughing again. Like, how is it possible? You know, like, he's like, that is BS. Some people making that up. You know how people tap you on your head and you start, you know, shaking? Girl,
Did they have some oil
oil when they tapped you? Yes, honey. They had that oil. You know, they warm it up. They warm their hand up. Girl, you can't
stop.
Tell me I'm about to do a few laps around the church. But, again, okay, Oregon, I'm about to get on the Oregon, everything.
I can't help but think of even though I'm laughing, I have respect for people's spiritual experiences, whether you speak in tongues or whatever it is that you do. But Z Marie, you know, all I can think of in my head is Martin's mama when she
exactly.
go crazy. That's exactly as a child, that's what you see. You see somebody going crazy because they killed you know, her bird, Ruby.
Right.
Bird. And then when she bit off the she bit off a piece of the piano. That crazy stuff right there, as a child, you know, it's like, wow, what is going on? So I totally understand when you reflect, like, wow, maybe I just did what I saw. And that's all we do. We just see these things, and it's not really taught or explained to us. And that brings me to, you know, some of our spiritual gifts and spiritual responsibilities. And so what I want to talk about on that note is that, like, how do we know what we're supposed to be doing when it's not a real solid foundation of what's out there, and how to identify what your spiritual gifts or responsibilities might be. And so this is the reason why I brought this up is because some of us may be going through a spiritual, you know, awakening, a paradigm shift, so on and so forth. And it's like, where are the instructions? Why am I feeling this way? And so on and so forth. So so as we talk about spiritual gifts, it's like, what do you think you're supposed to be doing? It relates to your purpose. It relates to, you know, personal fulfillment, I believe, as well as your contribution to humanity and to the community, as well as your family. And so what I have to say about my personal spiritual gifts, this is what I believe, and this is just based on, you know, my life experiences with spirituality, is that I feel that my gift is my responsibility, my spiritual responsibility, which is to be a prayer warrior, a prayer warrior. Sometimes it's hard for me to say that. So in me knowing that, or me feeling that, and me taking that responsibility on, you know, personally, it does create certain, you know, levels of awareness that I need to be connected to. And so I take that, I take that role, and sometimes I'm not doing the best, and sometimes I am. Like, so it, this relates back to my, you know, my Holy Ghost, quote unquote, experience about, you know, defending others, defending myself, and being in battle. And so I recognize this from a young age, like, okay, prayers, like, really work when I pray for other people. Like, that junk be like instant, like, man, you won $1 million already? You think I could get a bet? So I remember when I used to be a youth director at a church here in Naranja, one of the youth said, "Miss Toya, can you please pray for me?" And I was looking at her like kind of weird, like, what's up? And she was like, "Well, I noticed last time when you prayed for me, like, things happened. Can you pray about this?" And then that's when I started noticing, like, wow, that is true. I can see that happening, but sometimes it don't really work for me, but I see it working for others around me. And so that's why I say, you know what, I see that as a gift, and I also see that as a responsibility. And no matter what my religion preference or spiritual, you know, position that I may be in, I think that is something universal. Like, a spiritual gift, I think, is bigger than your, you know, your religion. Does that make sense?
Yes, it definitely makes sense. And what's so interesting is we use the word spirit a lot, but it's not until recently, not just you and I, but people in general, we use the word spirit a lot, but it's not until recently that I start thinking about, well, what does spirit really mean? And I'm still, you know, meditating on that. But one thing that I think is important is some source that we can't see, some source that we can't put our finger on and put our ear to exactly, has created us. And so the spirit of life, you know, is one way we could think about it. And I love the fact that, you know, Maya Angelou says that since we all come from one source and that source knows all, there is a knowing that resides in us. And so we do know what to do at all times. We just may not want to do it. We may be afraid. We may be in lying to ourselves. But that goes right along with something else she said, which is that courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any of the other virtues consistently. And she says something that my mentor says a lot, which is like, anybody can do something a little bit at a time, you know, but to really, you know, walk and talk like you know it and own it, you need courage to do that over and over again. And so I really like this conversation because it forces people, it forces us to think about what we even mean when we talk about spirit. So yeah, I do find that I know in myself, I may doubt, but I know some things. And if I don't know, when I get quiet, the answer comes over time.
Thank you.
And so that's a really nice piece of it as well. So yeah, and it's like what you mentioned earlier when we started off, when you gave a rest in peace to Fife and all the fallen rappers. Well, you also talked about other entities that are still here with us, and I feel like even if we don't know the answer, that getting quiet part is like allowing those entities to, you know, help us out, if you will. So,
well,
you know, shouts out to the spirit gang, the spirit posse. Do they still say posse? Girl, I'm getting old.
The spirit posse.
The spirit posse.
Yes. Listen, I'm writing down a lot of stuff over here, and one of the things that I just wrote down was spirit, ancestors, and science. I'll say that again: spirit, ancestors, and science. V. Marie says spirit, to her, you know, connects with source, this ultimate, you know, oneness, this creator that knows all and that we, you know, come from. And then I see spirit or source as, you know, at the top of this hierarchy, and then ancestors. And this part gets weird. So it's spirit and then our ancestors, and then linear alongside the ancestors are us. So for me, it's not a three tier. It's just two, source and then us. I feel like our ancestors are definitely still with us. And when I say science,
that's deep. That's real deep. Right,
hello,
there.
What? Allow me to go a little bit deeper. So, what I want us to understand is, as I embrace my spiritual transformation, my spiritual triumphs and so on and so forth, I'm noticing that science, there's some lost science that supports all of this stuff. And if we only took it amongst ourselves to just search and to question. And I think that's what me being brought up as a Christian, you know, you always hear this term, you know, don't question God, just this is what we do. And I really think that is an insult to my intelligence. That's an insult to anybody's intelligence, is just do it without understanding. Faith is one thing. I'm not talking about faith. I'm talking about really knowing what you believe in, who you are, and what you're doing versus just doing it. See, on this term, Nike, there's no reason for us to just do it when it comes to things like this, because I think that's what a spiritual transformation is all about. So in your spiritual garden, you may be reflecting on, why do I do these things? And if you feel that you don't need justification, ask yourself why. Ask yourself why, and would you use those same beliefs and principles in other areas outside of spirituality or religion? Would you use it in relationships when he tells you, you know, I was out with the boys, you know, just believe it, this is what I do. Would you, okay, you're going to investigative mode, would you not? I don't know. It depends on who you are.
Get the phone.
So that's my hope. That's right. My whole point. My whole point is, you know, it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. And so, Z. Marie, I'm going to end with this because I know our time is winding down. And I want to give you some tips, just a few tips on transitioning from one spiritual plateau to another. If you do feel like you're growing and learning, there are some things that I've been through that have helped. And I do want to say this, that in 2010 I met a master teacher who exposed me to a lot of new information that challenged everything that I believed in. I mean, everything, like from me believing that when I turn on the water, it's going to be there, like that it challenged everything. And I was pissed and I was mad because I was like, who would let me get to 30? You know what I mean? Who would let me get to 30 years old and really not put me on to
right.
what really happened? And so I had to retract my anger and understand that it was a system in place, and that, you know, if we don't step back, we keep following, you know, a system, whether it works or whether it doesn't work. And this,
come
this
on now.
Is
come
this
on
is
now,
sad.
Sister Butterfly.
This is sad, and it's actually heartbreaking, because we'll have generations and generations and generations of groups of people that, you know, are stuck or, you know, believing the Easter Bunny. I'm just saying. I know I was at Goose Park high in Easter eggs, but I understood what was going on. You understand?
Right.
The paradigm shift has to happen first within the person. And then once you decide that, you know what, there is something else out there I do want to know, then people, places, and things will start aligning, you know, to you, coming to you, and the information will start coming to you. So in actuality, there is nothing to worry about. However, trust yourself, question yourself, research. So those are some of the tips. And I want to say this, surf spiritual teachings. Browse around, check out, and see what other people believe. See what other cultures have believed, and then do some additional research and see what science has explained as it relates to spirit. All right, as it relates to spiritual components, your beliefs, and so on and so forth. And I want to give a shout out to Dr. Jewel Pookrum, hands down, you know, much respect to this entity. And I call her that because she is someone who exemplifies, you know, studying to show yourself approved.
She's deep.
What? Ooh, I'm too deep. And yes, much too complicated. shouts out to the Fallen Rappers guru. Listen, you got to research some stuff. And I'm in the process of doing that. I don't know everything. And because I know I don't know everything, I'm happy about that, because that gives me something else to look forward to on the next journey, on the next day, you know, on the next Google search, on the next YouTube video that I watch. So that's another thing you want to do. Put yourself in a position to get more information, to get inspired, to learn more about yourself if you're going through, if you're ready for this spiritual transformation. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real out here, and I think it's things to enjoy. And we're designed impeccably, and I use that word. Look it up if you don't know it. I had to. Okay? So these are the things that you do, okay? And it's okay if you change your mind about what you believed when you grew up. When you were a child,
yes.
And now you've grown up. Don't misplace anger or confusion on yourself because you're learning something new and you believe something different. So what? Z Marie.
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go all off, but go ahead and close it out.
No, it's a good place for me to jump in because I do want to say that even if you do decide that you are on some other stuff, you're on another spiritual journey from what you were taught, when you go around your family, you don't have to try to drill it down their throat like they drilled it down your throat. Just believe what you believe and respect your parents, respect your aunts and uncles, because you don't want to get in an argument with them over some stuff they've been believing for 60 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So keep it light, keep your own vision, and do you. Yeah. So
that's
I like
nice.
That. It's a nice little wake-up call.
Speaking of which, we want to close out with some music by Jay Dilla, Fall in Love. We want you to continue to fall in love with us. check us out, vibratingelevation.com. Keep you. Find us here at the same time, same place next week.
Peace, people. As we proceed.
Okay.
This vibe and
give you what you
vibe.
Need.
Yes.
Creative culture. Shouts out to Shouts out to Rotten Jackson, Yolan Jackson. Thanks for an amazing night the other night. Have fun. Shouts out to LeVar Prosper. My homie. All right, see you out.
Peace, butterfly.
All right, sunflower.
There you go.